Your news, your sport. This is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Anyone else fancy a Sultan?
With a restaurant on campus and delivery in town from the Caton Road store, Sultan's has everything you need to take a night out from bland to delicious. Don't let the end of the night be the end of the fun with Sultan of Lancaster Experience. Up until 4 a.m. Monday to Saturday and 2 a.m. on Sundays.
You're listening to 95.3 Bailrig FM.
She's wearing an old dress, walking it out, waiting for someone to turn around. But she won't believe you when you fall down on your knees. She fell asleep listening to my friends talking on and on about how the world ends. Then she wakes up and climbs in my front seat. And she said, don't you wait to try it. Are you scared to find it? And do you want to take my broken heart? Are you scared to start? Let's lay in the dead grass, stare at the stars. Run away, you live out of cars and bars. Let's just leave here, cause there's nothing left to see. And if there's wrong, let's make it right. And if you leave, just give me one more night. Cause there's no one that you'll find that's quite like me. And she said, don't you wait to try. Don't need a paycheck, don't need the rent. You can't take it all, cause it's already spent. We can burn out just as long as we burn bright. And she said,
this is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Well, good morning Lancaster, and good morning to the rest of Great Britain as well. This is the Big Bailrig Breakfast broadcast with Sam Carruthers on 95.3 FM. It's just past 8 a.m. on the 24th of February 2026. As always, you should stick around because we've got a great show planned for you this morning, help you get ready for the day and for the rest of the week as well. We're going to start off with a legendary collab between James Bay, The Lumineers and Noah Kahan. Let's get going.
All night, all night, all night, all night.
music, your news, your sport. This is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Well, that was James Bay, The Lumineers, and Noah Khan with Up All Night, starting off our show today. So, as always, let's take a look at what's going on around campus this week. So, first up, there's a Health at Lancaster Collaboration Cafe taking place tomorrow, Wednesday the 25th of February. These informal breakfast time sessions are open to students, staff and the community as well. And this week's talk features a discussion with Medicines Discovery Catapult, an organisation focused on accelerating medical innovation. It's happening from 9 to 10 a.m. and you can grab a coffee and listen in the Health at Lancaster space if you're interested in health, science and community partnership. There's also some academic buzz happening too. In early March, the Lancaster University Confucius Institute is hosting a couple of interesting talks. On Wednesday the 4th of March, there's a seminar on the cost of state-coordinated altruism in China, with an economist from the University of Dundee exploring real-world examples of social policy. And then on Friday the 6th of March, there's a Chinese art PhD seminar series featuring doctoral researchers looking at everything from traditional music to dance and digital culture. These are great opportunities for students and locals alike to hear fresh perspectives and ask questions about global cultures right here on campus. And meanwhile, if you're after something a bit more creative and social, there's a Music and Performance Society showcase coming up featuring a whole mix of student acts, from dance and belly dancing to comedy, brass, choir and much more. Tickets are around £5 and £8. If you're under 26 and logged into the student portal, you may be eligible for free entry as well. It's a lively way to support some campus talent and enjoy a few hours of entertainment as well. So that's it for our campus roundup this week. As always, there are plenty more socials happening and you can check out the events portal for the particulars. Coming up now, we've got some more great music, starting with Lost Frequencies and Callum Scott with Where Are You Now.
You're just like my favorite song going round and round my head. Like my favorite song going round and round my head. 5 days on the freeway, riding shotgun with you. Two hearts in the fast lane, we had big dreams in blue. Playing sweet child of mine, and I still feel that line. Where are you now? Where are you now? Hey, it's been too long ago, my love. Where did we go wrong? Too late to turn around. Where are you now? Where are you now? Hey, it's been too long. You're just like my favorite song going round and round my head. Like my favorite song going round and round my head. You're just like my favorite song going round and round my head. Like my favorite song going round and round my head.
From Lancaster, this is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Deep in the castle, back from the wars, back with my baby and the father and son, who are we in the bed, I'm below, all I've said.
You're listening to 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Well, that was Ten Pole Tudor with Swords of a Thousand Men. Let's head over now to the sports desk, starting with the Premier League. Over the weekend, the division has served up some eye-catching results. Arsenal put in a big performance, beating Tottenham Hotspur 4-1 in the North London derby, a result that keeps them well ahead in the title race. And at Selhurst Park, Crystal Palace earned a late 1-0 win over Wolves, thanks to a last-gap goal that lifted their spirits at the end there. Liverpool continued their fine form with a 1-0 victory against Nottingham Forest, whilst Fulham beat Sunderland 3-1. Manchester City edged Newcastle 2-1, and Manchester United's 1-0 win over Everton last night rounded off the weekend fixtures. These results show how tight and unpredictable the league remains at the moment, with every point crucial as we're moving deeper into the end of the season. And over in cricket, the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Super 8s continued, and England began their next group stage on a confident note. In Palakkad, England bowled Sri Lanka out for 95 and chased down the target by 51 runs, with key contributions with the ball from Will Jacks and Adil Rashid helping seal a statement victory to open their Super 8s campaign. Meanwhile, one of the tournament's biggest pre-tournament favourites, Australia, were knocked out at the group stage, failing to progress past the initial round for the first time in nearly two decades, a major shock in international T20 circles and a talking point across the cricketing world. And turning to the Winter Olympics, the 2026 Games in Milan and Cortina wrapped up last week, and it was a memorable one for Team GB. They enjoyed the most successful Winter Olympics ever, finishing with 5 medals in total, including 3 golds, and a huge hero's welcome home with skeleton racer Matt Weston leading the parade with his 2 gold medals. Team GB boss Yves Muirhead described the team as a nation on the rise in winter sport after the record performance. Elsewhere in the darts world, the 2026 Premier League darts season continues to produce drama, with former world champion Luke Humphreys and stalwarts like Michael van Gerwen and Gerwin Price trading victories and shaping up the table ahead of the playoffs later in the spring. And finally, over in America, the 2026 Piston Cup season continued on Sunday night with the Virginia 400, where last week's race winner Nick Schiff saw a second consecutive victory. The race had been dominated by Daniel Suarez and last year's Cup winner Jackson Storm, with Storm leading after a restart in the 395th lap, right up until the final lap when Nick Schiff faked an outside lane change, causing Storm to leave an opening that led Schiff to his second victory this year. He now holds a very healthy 29-point lead over Chase Racelot, who holds second position in the league table. This Sunday's race in Colorado, the Glen Ellen 350, will definitely be an interesting watch. Now heading into entertainment, the big news last week was Sunday night's BAFTA Awards, which saw a very successful night for movies like Paul Thomas Anderson's One Battle After Another, which took home 6 awards, including Best Film, Director and Adapted Screenplay, and Ryan Coogler's Sinners, which secured 3 BAFTAs, namely Best Supporting Actress for Wumi Masaka, Best Original Screenplay and Original Score as well. By far the biggest surprise of the night was Robert Aramayo's win in the Best Actor category for his grief portrayal of Tourette's campaigner John Davidson in I Swear. Davidson was present in the audience for the first half of the show, and host Alan Cumming acknowledged his presence and explained that the audience may hear offensive language as a result of Davidson's condition, which causes him to involuntarily exclaim offensive words and phrases. One particularly tense moment was when Davidson uncontrollably yelled a racial slur at black actors Michael B. Jordan and Delroy Lindo. Public reaction to the incident has unfortunately revealed there is still a lot of work to be done in educating people about Tourette's and the experience of those who suffer with it. That's it for the news this week. We're heading into some more great song choices before our travel update, starting with Taylor Swift and Enchanted.
There I was again tonight, forcing laughter, faking smiles, same old tired, lonely place. Walls of sincerity, shifting eyes in vacancy, vanished when I saw your face. All I can say is it was enchanting to meet you. Your eyes whispered, have we met? Crossed the room, your silhouette starts to make its way to me. Your conversation starts, counter all your quick remarks, like passing notes in secrecy. And it was enchanting to meet you. All I can say is I was enchanted to meet you.
Rig FM.
Just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'd understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me. We are not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on.
Lean on me.
For it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
There is a love you have to bear that you can't come.
Till I'm gonna need
somebody to lean on.
Just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on. When you need a friend,
call me.
Oh baby now,
call me.
When you need a friend,
call me.
Oh baby now,
call me.
When you need a friend,
call
oh baby now,
call me.
When you need a friend,
call
early in the morning now,
pump it up, pump it up, pump it up, boy, just like that.
Bale Rig FM, your student sound.
Well, that was Club Nouveau with a classic rendition of Lean On Me, taking us up to 8:30 exactly. And now we're going to take a proper look at the weather and travel across Lancashire as we get going this Tuesday morning. Weather first, and it's another typical late winter day across the region, starting off with light rain and cool temperatures. And while it should brighten up a little later, cloudy skies and scattered showers are still on the cards. Temperatures today are expected to peak around 11 to 12 degrees, which is mild for the time of year, but that cloud and damp feel will kind of stick with us through much of the morning. Overall, it's a day to keep a coat handy and watch out for the slippery spots if you're walking or driving. And speaking of driving, on the roads there are a few things to be aware of as the morning commute builds. There are currently some congestion on the M6 northbound between junctions 28 and 29, which might add around 10 to 15 minutes to journeys in that area this morning. Further along the M6 between junctions 32 and 33, there are periodic lane restrictions and delays due to an earlier police incident from last night, though that is expected to ease as the morning goes on. So if you're heading out soon, wrap up for a wet and mild start. Give yourself a bit of extra time on the motorways and main routes, especially on the M6 northbound, where traffic is a little slower right now. That's the latest weather and traffic for Lancaster this morning. Coming up next, we've got our spotlight session, and I'm very excited for this one. To introduce us, here's the Paper Kites with Paint.
Every time the moon's caught on the floor, caught on the floor. through the windows and walls. I've seen it before, seen it before. You left me living with a lingering soul. How little you know, how little you know. We're standing at the foot of a path. I had to go back, I had to go back. I chose to travel as a lonely man. So much that I like, so much that I like. I'm always wishing I was walking that road. Something I hope, something I hope. I take it with me all the places I go. How little you know, how little you know.
This is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Well, that was Paint from the Paper Kites, and we're focusing our spotlight session on them this week as I had the pleasure of seeing them live last Friday at the O2 Ritz in Manchester as part of their UK and Europe tour for their new album. And I swear, hearing that song live just hits differently. There's something about the way that they build a song so gently and then suddenly you're completely wrapped up in it. And when I saw them on Friday, you could have heard a pin drop during that song. It's that kind of song. It's intimate, fragile, and it's almost like you're hearing someone's thoughts out loud. That's the beauty of the lyrics that they write for their songs. Now, the Paper Kites themselves are an Australian indie folk band from Melbourne, formed in 2009 by lead vocalist Sam Bentley and guitarist Christina Lacey. And in 2010, they expanded their lineup to include David Powers, Sam Rasmussen, and Josh Bentley. And at the request of their friends, they began to put together homemade EPs to sell at their shows in Melbourne. However, it was with this next song, a single released in 2010, that they gained media attention. So let's hear it now. This is Bloom.
My lungs are
to a moment where the fields are painted gold and the trees are filled with memories of the feelings never told. When the evening pulls the sun down and the day is almost through, oh, the whole world is sleeping, but my world is here. Can I be close to
Bailrig FM.
Well, that was Bloom by the Paper Kites, and probably the song that introduced a lot of people to them. And hearing it live was nothing short of magical. You could feel the whole crowd leaning into it from the first few notes, and it's one of those songs that just feels nostalgic even if you're hearing it for the first time. And what made it truly special to hear live was to hear the audience joining in, just this ethereal chorus echoing around the room. It was one of those proper core memory moments for me. Now, like I said, the tour they're on at the minute is to promote their new album titled If You Go There, I Hope You Find It. And it's a really phenomenal album and showcases some of their best work yet. And the next song we'll play is one such track. This was the first song they played at the show, and what an intro it was. This one is Morning Gum.
Darling, I know you like my mind, but I take on the worry I find. I get by for a moment at your side. So out all the bathers, spin me the news of the day. This world bringing me down, but let me say, I get back for you, my love. Honey, when all the songs we play, they don't keep our troubles away. I get by with the longing of your eyes. Sooner or later, closer or further away. Rain will always come down, but let me say, I get by for change our ways just to keep the darkness at bay. I'll get by with the morning on the rise.
sing after the blue sky till the end of the day. When it all crashes down, I can say I got back for you, my love. Look at me now, I get
This is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
That was Morning Gum by the Paper Kites, one from their newly released album, If You Go There, I Hope You Find It. And watching them perform it, you get a sense of how tight they are as a group. They've been making music together for years now, and it really shows. Everything just felt effortless. It's understated, but really well polished. And what really sold that to me wasn't just during the concert, but afterwards as well. Me and a couple of new friends, shout out to Alex and Marie, waited outside the venue in hopes of catching them once the show was over, and sure enough we did. And they were incredible to talk to. They weren't in any rush, and you could tell they were genuinely grateful that we had waited. They signed our stuff, took photos, and chatted to us about the show. They were so wonderfully down to earth, and that plays really obviously in their music. And now, I usually leave my favourite track until the end, and I've done this again today. The last track I'll play was the one that introduced me to the Paper Kites. It's from their first EP, Woodland, released back in 2011 after the success of Bloom. There's something cinematic and fantastical about this track. The lyrics, the instruments, it's almost enchanting, and you'll see what I mean. So for the last time today, here's the Paper Kites, and they're finishing off with Willow Tree March.
The things that you need, with your lust and your greed, weighing down. And you're weak in your love, and you hold it above your head. Success is a song of the heart, not a song of your bed. And we all still die. Are we all still down? What will you leave behind? Are we all still down? Things that you need,
we all still die? What will you leave behind? Are we all still die? Marching away from this tree, this tree it will die without leaves. This tree it will die, this tree it will die, and we all still die. Oh, we all still die. What will you leave behind? Oh, we all still. And we all still die. And we all still die. What will you leave behind? And we all still die.
Listening to 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Well, that was Willow Tree March by the Paper Kites, finishing off our spotlight session for the week. Do hope you enjoyed that one. Now, time for your good news of the week, and this one comes from the natural world, as always, where there's a really heartwarming conservation milestone that's worth celebrating. In India's Kuno National Park, officials and wildlife experts are celebrating the birth of three healthy cheetah cubs, a moment that's being described as a big boost for the nation's ambitious cheetah reintroduction program. These cubs were born to Gemini, a female cheetah that was relocated from South Africa under Project Cheetah, an effort to revive a species that has been extinct in India for more than 70 years. With these three new arrivals, the total number of cheetahs living in India now stands at around 38. The number of surviving Indian-born cubs has risen to 27. What makes this field genuinely uplifting is not just the numbers, but what they represent. Cheetahs were declared extinct in India back in 1952, and their return has been a long and challenging journey, and every successful birth signals real progress in giving these incredible animals a second chance in the wild. Officials have said that each healthy litter is a sign that the habitat, prey availability and conservation efforts at Kuno are genuinely working, and that female cheetahs like Gemini are able to adapt and thrive in their new environment. And for anyone who loves animals or just likes seeing real examples of long-term teamwork paying off, this is a wonderful reminder that thoughtful conservation can make a difference, even when it seems like the project has long odds against it. Now, that's it for the good news this week. We're almost finished for the day, but we've got another song for you now. It's Lay Up with Side by Side.
by your side.
Well, folks, with that, that is all we have time for today. Do hope you've enjoyed the show. If you want to be featured on any of our segments, or if you'd like to appear and be interviewed on the show, then you can message me at Samuel Carruthers on Instagram. And we're going to leave you today with Michael Bublé and Haven't Met You Yet. This has been the Big Bale Rig Breakfast broadcast with Sam Carruthers on 95.3 FM. It's Tuesday, the 24th of February, 2026. We're just coming up on 9 a.m. now. We'll be back next Tuesday at 8 a.m. as always with another brilliant show. But until I see you then, have a great rest of your week and goodbye.
Not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track. Talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. So much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. I might have to wait. I'll never give up. I guess it's half timing and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and
gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. So much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. They say all's fair in love and war, but I won't need to fight it. We'll get it right, we'll be united. Change me, and now I can see every single possibility. And someday I know it'll all turn out, and I'll work to work it out. Promise you, kid, I'll give more than I get, than I get, than I get. Just I haven't met you yet. Oh, I promise you can, to give so much more than I get.
From Lancaster, this is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Anyone else fancy a Salter?
With a restaurant on campus and delivery in town from the Caton Road store, Sultan's has everything you need to take a night out from bland to delicious. Don't let the end of the night be the end of the fun with Sultan's.